I gotta go. Well, there's definitely got to be a dating app for that.
Yeah.
Be
for
nice.
People with Asperger's?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
fucking. I'm gonna be the.
It's
who's that
Reddit.
Fucking. Yeah, really. Anyway.
Yeah, man. So what's going on? You had a big day. I saw.
I was fucking flying
all
over the place.
Around,
I was all over the place.
I had a decent day. Took the old 2003 Corolla to the garage.
That asshole mechanic fucked you up.
So there was a mechanic in Mechanicsburg, where I'm from.
Ironic.
You might have to change the name.
Why?
Because there's no good mechanics.
Oh, I thought you meant of like, are they gonna air them out fully the business
oh,
name?
No,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Damn. Yeah, really, dude. It's fucking non-Mechanicsburg.
Yeah.
Fucking Pep Boysburg, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Pep Boysburg, dude. So he put on some small brake pads. They didn't fit.
What a dick.
Then you were in my car.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I felt it.
Well, the one caliper locked up, so that means the front right tire was just constantly braking.
It was like...
It was nuts.
We made it a couple miles.
Yeah.
On
76. I made it 7 miles today.
Smoking, dude.
Oh, boy. Well, that's because the brake was locked, and I was going like 50 miles an hour. So, yeah, it stunk. So then I brought it in, and my friend's a mechanic, John Kane. Shout out John Kane.
Saving
the day.
Shout
out Ardmore Toyota.
Hell
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Ardmore Toyota is the
dude,
best.
Really quick, I have to shout out Jim Corin. Printed out all of our stuff for free.
Oh, really?
Our stickers and
oh,
shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's
so we have
man.
Stickers now? Do you
yeah.
have them with you?
No, he's going to mail.
Oh, nice.
Jim Corin, baby.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I got to look up exactly what his printing
is. How'd you fucking
called.
Meet him?
I knew him from my comedy. I think it's Trainwreck Printing. I got
to
see.
And he's going to mail them to you? Where's he at?
Delaware.
Oh, okay.
So, it's going to be fucking sick.
No, that's awesome. We're going to have stickers?
Stickers, and we're going to have flyers.
Damn, dude, you can give those stickers to your autistic girlfriend.
Dude, she'll love them.
She'll post them everywhere, dude.
She'll be like my little billboard, dude. Her car is going to be packed with Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast stickers,
get her some
dude.
Merch, dude. you can put her outside with like one of those spinny signs and have her stand on the corner.
Little Statue of Liberty costume.
That is what we should do. We should pay for a guy to one of those spinning fucking...
Dude, why the fuck don't we do that?
I have
she
no
have
idea.
It like on the side of 95 too, so
exactly.
It's real dangerous.
Exactly. Yeah, just in case hopefully he dies.
It's like the worst.
If he dies, it'd be quadruple the fucking press.
We could send one to fucking heaven, yeah.
Send a good fucking chat.
Send
head,
a, dude,
good a
good boy,
soldier.
Dude.
I posted on the main board today about the mandated pilgrimage they need to take.
Where's that?
To fucking Philadelphia on August 11th.
Oh, dude, they have
That's
to.
That's our fucking Mecca, dude.
You're not a fucking chathead
if
you don't
come. You're not a chathead. If
you're
you do
a fucking,
not come to Helium Comedy
you're
imposter, Club,
dude.
August 11th.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, back to shouting out Ardmore Toyota. They
yeah,
fucking hooked
do.
It up, dude. They hooked it up big time. And I had my current mechanic, John Kane, talk to the dipshit who... Because I called the guy, and I was like... The brake pads you guys put on the wrong brake pads. And he was like, that's impossible.
Typical asshole know-it-all
like,
mechanic.
No, that's impossible. And I was like, no, I just watched it happen.
How the fuck is that impossible?
I know. He was like, that's impossible. No way. And I was like, I'm with the mechanic. And he's like, no, they're trying to swindle you. He's like, I promise we put on the right brake pads. And I was like, dude, I watched him take my fucking tire off.
Yeah.
I saw the fucking brake pad. It didn't fit.
Yeah, dude.
And he was like, no, that's not true.
Holy
so
shit.
So then I was like, all right, can you talk to the technician that worked on my car? And because I don't know enough about cars
yeah,
to
yeah.
debate this with this guy.
You, dude, that's
so
like two beta fish.
Yeah, so I handed it to my friend, John, who I was like, right before I handed him the phone, I was like, don't be a fucking dickhead. And he's like, I'm going to be a fucking dickhead.
They live
they
for that.
They have to,
they
dude.
Live for
if
that.
If you're a fucking technician or a mechanic, you are a fucking dickhead
that's,
to other technicians.
That's literally, if you're a mechanic... That's the best thing that can happen to you that day. Besides, like, a girl
oh,
just,
yeah.
like, being like, thanks for fixing my car and blowing you, is
yeah.
a fucking a guy fucking up and you calling him being like, nice job, dickhead.
Yeah, you
that's
get to son another mechanic.
Yeah, that's
oh.
the best.
Yeah, so he did that, and as soon as I handed him the phone, he was like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. You put the wrong brakes on. And the guy was like, I couldn't hear him. And he's like, I just hear my friend. He was like, oh, you've been working on cars for 50 years? Oh, that's impressive. Learn how to do a brake pad. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God, dude. That old mechanic's wife definitely got hit with a wrench. At the
oh,
end of
yeah,
the day,
did.
All came back to her.
Well,
she's
I
like,
also,
I made you some iced tea. And he was just like,
it's
like
an old
one of
man.
He was like one of those things in Mario that hops off the storm trip. Chucks a wrench at you.
Yeah, the only way his wife could defeat him is if she goes to the basement and jumps up and hits the floor. He falls down.
She has to jump on his
yeah,
head.
He's a Koopa, dude. yeah, and he's an old man.
Oh,
he's
dude.
Like a geese.
Good luck.
And I felt bad.
Don't.
So I got the phone back, and like instinctively, I was like, hey, all right, man, I'm not trying to fucking cause drama here. I don't care.
Drama, dude, it's done.
And he was like, well, it's not true. And he was like, if you bring the old brake pads to my shop, I'll reimburse you. But and I was like, all right, I am doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I am doing that, but I ended accidentally with an apology. I was like, all right, sorry about all this, man.
Yeah,
and as soon as I did that, the technician I was with, John, like, looked at me and was like, you fucking pussy. I was like, I'm sorry, dude. He's old. I don't care.
I mean, that's tough. An old man. I mean, dude, imagine. Man. What was he, like 50 or 60?
He's probably 60 or 70. He's probably 70.
You're 70. You're fucking forgetting stuff.
Yeah.
He probably forgot he was, like, in a garage when you called him. And he was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, I felt bad. But the rolls is running sharp right now.
He turned around to his coworker. He's like, "Do you hear we have a black president?" And he's like, "What the fuck?" He put fucking bicycle brakes on your car. That's my fucking girlfriend, dude. I got to go scoop that guy up.
Hit that guy?
Yeah. I'll take an Alzheimer's boy. I could use some Alzheimer's in my little Pokedex of like fucking
people you will fuck.
Yeah, I need like
old
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
I need someone who's very forgetful. Someone who just is very easily amused.
Yeah, that's who you want to fuck.
I get a nice stable going.
That's a good stable.
Alzheimer's old man. Imagine fucking an old man with Alzheimer's.
Well, there's nothing enjoyable about that. I'm not imagining that.
Yeah, you come in and be like, he fucked me. Like, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
He just would wake up every day like, God damn.
You're saying you can get away with raping a man with Alzheimer's.
that's effectively what I'm saying.
Yes.
You could never get in trouble for
my mechanic and from back home.
On the off chance that he has Alzheimer's.
You're going to give him some rape pads.
I rape him and he just doesn't have Alzheimer's. Like, that guy raped me. I'm like, no, I did. Come on, dude. Fucking, yeah. I thought it was like 51st dates. So they're going to forget.
Yeah, fuck.